Come on, calling Ace Elevator. 9. Hello, Dave, this is, my name is Rick Shattuck, and I'm calling from the Washington, D.C. area, and I have just some questions that, about Ace Elevator Company in general. You may have known that Ace Elevator was the company that did the World Trade Center contract, and what is your relation with that Ace Elevator? Is it the same, or is it a new company completely, or what?
Who are you?
Yeah, my name's... I'm a journalist, and I'm doing an article about the Ace Elevator Company that served the World Trade Center prior to 9/11.
What was your name?
Oh, my name's Rick.
Rick?
Yeah, Rick.
If you scratch the surface and do any kind of legwork, you'll realize that we're a startup that has nothing to do with that company.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just the name. There's an Ace Elevator in Florida, and there's a couple around the country, okay? Nothing to do with Ace Elevator at the World Trade Center.
Yeah.
And quite frankly, really, if you did a little bit of homework other than this phone call, I think it's pretty obvious if you look up any of our records.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think this article will help to prevent that. So I appreciate that statement.
Yeah,
because Ace Elevator, it's on the web. They went bankrupt. But it's just puzzling why they would go bankrupt after they had such a big contract.
Somebody told me that they opened up under a different name. That's possible. I have no idea. This is all stuff I think that you shouldn't be directing towards us.
Oh, it may have
they're starting to be a lot of... Business registration, which is all public records. I'm sure you can get the names of the owners of the jewelry or who those people are.
Yeah, well,
I've heard the story.
Mm-hmm.
I personally have nothing to do with them, and I know nothing about it. It seems pretty outrageous to me anyway that there's any type of connection, but certainly we have no connection with them at all.
Okay, well, I will be sure to mention that in my article, because we don't want you to be harassed for no reason, and this article actually help to avoid that, because there's a lot of activity starting to people. Pardon me.
Yeah, we've got some crazy conspiracy theories sent to our website for people who somehow they think that we were involved or something, but clearly. I find it hard to believe that the other Ace Elevator was involved. Even if they were, completely different ownership, completely different jurisdiction, completely different people.
Yeah, the reason is because it's not mentioned in the 9/11 Commission Report. Ace Elevator got the contract in 1994, the other Ace Elevator. And although the word elevator appears in the PDF file for the 9/11 Commission Report about 30 times, there's not a single reference to Ace Elevator. And so that's what has people suspicious,
As I understand it, and this is all hearsay, Rick. There was a labor dispute that day or in that time frame, and the members of that company, about 50 of them, were pulled out to a union meeting to discuss some business. I think that's the only reason none of the elevator guys got hurt. Now you can follow that up with the New York Elevator Constructors Local. Maybe they could have more information, Local 1 up in New York. That's IUEC, International Union of Elevator Constructors.
Oh, very good. I'm writing this down. All right.
Yeah, so they may be able to provide you with some more information. I really don't know anything. We came to our company 2.5 years ago, and had no idea that there was any similarities with any other elevator company.
Oh, you just picked it at random? Okay.
Yes. We had it narrowed down to a couple names, but this is early in the alphabet. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's a good. That's very helpful. Yeah, I do this. I would do the same thing. Well, I really appreciate that, and we'd really like to just information. Just
anyway, but I get in touch with you.
Sure. Yeah, it's at the aneta.org in Washington, D.C. It's the Association for 9/11 Truth Awareness. And our number is 202-540-9920. And,
yes, it was a terrible tragedy. It's
yes.
Just a shame that there has to be more tragedy brought up with it, with people keeping this thing going.
Yeah.
But I wish you luck in your investigation.
Yeah, it's not. It's basically just not something that's going to be sent, a big publication or anything. But just as a resource, so if people wonder if there's a connection between your Ace Elevator Company and the other ones, this would provide it.
Can I? Like I said, could I get an email? How do you sleep at night? I've been asked.
Yeah, could I get this?
Can
I get the spelling on your name, please?
It's all on public records. You can look it all up through your own work. Okie dokie.
Okay, and your name is?
Yeah, you could look all that information up.
Okay.
You follow the right there.
Okay, I understand you don't want to get. I'm trying to help clear things up because if there's truth sets us free.
Let it go away.
Yep. Okay. Well, I wish you the best of luck with your elevator service. And do you mind if I ask how many employees?
No, but I apologize if I'm being rude with you. It does feel a little frustrating answering these questions. I hope that you're being honest, that your intentions are honorable.
Yeah, we just want to bring out the truth and the facts. And that would, the facts would prevent anybody from associating you with the other Ace Elevator Company. So,
Right. Sometimes a little bit of knowledge is dangerous, though.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, well, I'll send an email to your address so you have my contact information. Thanks.
Okay.